قال الإمام علي عليه السلام: السعيد من وعظ بغيره.
سعادتمند کسی است که از دیگران پند بیاموزد.
Fortunate is the one who learns a lesson from the faults of others.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال علي بن ابي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام: السعيد من وعظ بغيره. Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says in Nahjul Balagha, fortunate is the one who learns a lesson from the faults of others. So the word Sa'id has been used by the Imam, that fortunate. So there are people who are unfortunate because they are self-centered and they don't ever learn even from their own mistakes. They're very unfortunate. But the fortunate people are the ones who learn lessons from the faults of others. When you see a person tip over, then you know that I should not go down that route because there are people who are falling on that route. If I take up this business, then I would also make loss because others have made losses here. If I take the route that others have taken and have made losses, then I'm going to also make a loss or make a danger for myself. The Imam al-Islam beautifully says that As-sa'idu man bu'idha bighayri, the one who is fortunate is the one who learns from other people, who learns a lesson from the faults of others. So you look at other people and you learn a lesson. But the unfortunate person is that who does not learn a lesson until he commits a mistake himself. And there are people who repeat the same mistakes over and over again and never learn. God forbid if we ever go down that line. So the Imam is saying that you should learn from others, not by making that same fault or that mistake yourself. But we see in society people who repeatedly make the same mistakes over and over again, and they never learn from what they've done. So they had friends who misguided them, who misused them, and they again make similar friends in life, or they give other people a similar chance in life to violate their rights or misuse them, and that is not a good thing. So you should learn and not allow the people to misuse you or walk over you. So once you have made any mistakes, you should learn and you should move on in life and do not repeat the same mistakes. Now, there can be many, many examples that we can use. This is in practical life, it is in religious life, it is in personal life, it is in our marriage, it is in our friendship, it is for work. In every wake of life, if you see the people before you who have gone in the same path and they have made similar mistakes, not only just in leadership position, but in every wake of life, then you should learn from those. And you should see that this is not something that I wish to repeat, and learn from the faults of others. Thank you very much for listening.